Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. In lieu of our normal program, Let's Face the Issues presents this informative message with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood about today's election.
I'm here to tell you, if I can do a little fast forward to where we're going. If we elect Joe Biden and place him in the White House, in the Oval Office, we will find that the churches and the Christians will be under persecution and prosecution that we've not seen since the first century church in the world. In fact, may I remind us, an article by Matt Staver says, in the democratic socialist countries of Europe, and the government dictates what a church may or may not preach. In fully communist countries, government bans churches altogether. Now, similar repressions are taking place here in the United States of America as we speak, end quote. May I remind us, it's bad enough, this is bad enough, but the nation now is enduring the forced mask mandate warning, being forced to submit, forced in social distancing, forced in what the CDC says we must limit the government and limit what we're doing in relationship to preparing now for Thanksgiving. Did you know that? Did you realize that the CDC, in all of their ungodly wisdom, they're now putting out recommendations on how we can celebrate Thanksgiving? The first time in the history of America we've ever had a governmental agency hand down dictates and orders and directions and plans and procedures on how we can celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas. One of their recommendations that they said they need to be real strict on, that Joe Biden says if elected, he will enforce these kind of restrictions. That in your home, listen, in your home, CDC website, Dr. Fauci reciting it as he talks with Communist Network News. Dr. Fauci says that if you have family members that wants to come over, if they have been in contact with, or close to, or think that they've been involved with anybody that's had, or that they've been tested positive, you need to be bold enough to tell them they can't come to your house, even if it's grandmother, grandfather, mom, pop, brother, sister, they can't come to your house this Thanksgiving. You need to tell them we're going to limit the number to 6 in our home. That's all we can have this Thanksgiving, because we want to protect each other and to make sure we're protected. Someone said the other day that if anybody asked him about not wearing a mask, that person would say, well, you need to protect me if you don't want to protect yourself. And he said, well, I need to tell him if I'm going to protect you, you want me to go run for you so you can get some of that weight off? We need to recognize and realize that we are being programmed today. We're being programmed today for the future tense of what the movers and shakers and the globalists want for a one world government. And we, the people, have become sheeple in the process. May I remind us, the future forced vaccinations will be absolutely on the horizon. You say, well, how in the world can the government force you to receive a vaccination? It will be forced upon us just as the mask mandate is forced upon us. Where merchants will not allow you in the business, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. Revelation chapter 13, 1 through 18 comes to my mind. Where you cannot buy, sell, or trade, or open your business. If you walk to a business door, you walk to a professional door, you walk to a restaurant door, and they want to see your COVID pass, that is, they want to see that you have been vaccinated and you're free of any potentiality of contaminating anybody in their place of business. It will be enforced by the merchants, because if not enforced by the merchants, their business license, their permits, their process in their political in the political scheme will close their business if they do not enforce that. So it will not be enforced by the government through the front door, but through the back door it shall be enforced. You watch. In the future, within the next 3 to 6 months, regardless of who is president, may I tell you, we will have the forced mandate to have the vaccination, and it will be enforced upon us as human beings, as free citizens. It will be enforced through the merchants and the merchandising our products and procedures. May I remind you, it's not about health. It's about control, and the focus and the force is on submission of Americans, and it's being done by the dictatorial leadership of governors, just as we have in many states, and mayors, just as we have here in the city of Jacksonville, where he's increased that time frame. Every 30 days he reintroduces his little executive order that we've got to wear a mask. In fact, you may not realize this. It is not law any place across America where an executive order goes out. It is not law. Law is where it is debated in dialogue in the House and the Senate. It is voted on in subcommittees and committees, then on the full floor. And once it is approved, then the governor signs it, or mayor signs it, or an official signs it that makes it official law. Then it is enforceable. Otherwise, it's simply a suggestion. My communication with our sheriff locally. He said, Doc, it is not law. It is simply a suggestion. But if it's in a place of business, they have the right to tell you to get out or stay in. And therein lies the problem. We're put in a position where we're being conditioned and set for the future of what they're wanting to do with us. And again, I say, rather than being we the people, we've become we the sheeple, the slave servants to an unbiblical, unconstitutional, unholy, dictatorial leadership role that is in the United States of America on the very horizon. So how did we get here? How did we get in this place? One of the videos we watched a moment ago sets the stage very clearly. It was back in the 1960s when we banned God, we banned the Bible, we banned prayer in our classroom. We've allowed the socialist Marxist professors to teach our children to hate America and to hate God and to rebel against parents and to rebel against all political or otherwise authority over them. We have legalized murder and we call it abortion. We have denied God's creating male and female and we have approved sodomite marriages. We've legalized drugs for the sake of collecting money as taxes. We've allowed the BLM thugs, the Black Lives Matter thugs, and it has nothing to do with skin color or skin tonation. It has all to do about a Marxist agenda to overthrow the United States of America. We've allowed the BLM thugs to pillage and to burn and to loot and to rape and to rob and to murder and to call it, and they call it peaceful demonstrations when you look at the national news. We've allowed the sodomite LGBTQ agenda in our nation, in our homes, in our churches, and embraced by every mainline denomination today. You say, what is the LGBTQ? It's the sodomite agenda. It is the lifestyle that says, I'm going to live my life against the will of God and the way of God. God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. And yet we have a multitude of folks today, even in our churches, that have embraced it. Dr. Greer, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, was one of the last major leaders of national conventions, religious organizations, that's embraced the LGBTQ lifestyle and said that we need to embrace them, bring them into the church, and love them, and allow them to be a part. The Pope himself has just stated that the LGBTQ lifestyle, the sodomite lifestyle, it is not sin. God created you that way. You don't have to worry about it. Because he's the same one that said there's no such thing as hell. He's the same one that says there's no worry about a sinful condition, that even the atheist will go to heaven, that he's just recently made a fiat statement about. We've allowed that. We're told that guns are bad and that we want to disarm our citizens. In fact, Joe Biden has said one of the first things they'll do, Kamala Harris doing the speaking for him, that when Joe Biden is elected, that they will ask for all guns to be registered and are turned in. And if not, she said, and I quote, we'll send the police to confiscate your gun. That's where we are in society today, where there's a mindset that our Bill of Rights, our Bill of Rights, have no authority. There's no longevity to them, that we can mold them and manipulate them and make it be something that is not intended by our founding fathers for our nation to live under. May I remind us, those who say that they are believers, and yet they must vote for someone other than President Trump. In fact, there's a whole group of folks called themselves the evangelicals that's against Trump. And I am absolutely staggered in my imagination when you read the list behind that statement that says that they're evangelicals against Trump. One is the granddaughter of Billy Graham. They're using titles and names and positions to give a sense of authority. And they're talking about how it is bad, even though abortion is bad. Abortion is something can be lived with. In fact, there's some of the so-called evangelicals that say that abortion is not really that bad. In fact, one black pastor in Alabama said that he believes that abortion is biblical because that's a woman's right to choose is the perverted way that multitudes see that today. And there are a number of Christians that have bought that and believe that, and somehow they take the position that all of these things that at one time were unbiblical, now all of a sudden, because the nation has changed, because the mindset's changed, because we have a different worldview, that somehow, some way, we can authenticate that as being relevant and all right. We have divided Americans with fear, hysteria, and put in place a brown shirt snitch system which puts Christians against others and others against Christians and citizens against citizens. Did you realize that that's one of the major tools that Adolf Hitler used? The brown shirts, the snitch system. That if you see somebody not obeying what the government says, you call in and turn them in. This is the reason in Russia for some 72 years, they walked around in trances. They would not make eye contact with others. They would look down at the trenches and the ditches and their feet as they would shuffle their feet in walking because they did not want to make eye contact with someone that might report them for something they felt they were doing that was incorrect. We are in a spiritual battle, a battle for the soul of our nation. It is a satanic battle. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I want us to realize that that's what we're faced with. It's a demonic, satanic battle. And it's being fought out between God and Satan. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between Satan and our Savior. And it's being played out in the hearts and the minds of those that are in political high places today. And we must recognize that and not bow and not bend and not allow them to in any way persuade or to in any way intimidate us into cowering to what they say. The present condition reviewed. Secondly, I want us to notice the potential calamity remedied. The potential calamity remedied. Listen to what Proverbs or Psalms 33:12 says. Psalms 33:12 makes a powerful statement. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we face a potential of having most radical socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic agenda in the history of America becoming reality. It will be the greatest tectonic shift in past 244 years. If Joe Biden, the Trojan horse with Kamala Harris, are elected, our constitutional republic will become a third world banana republic ruled by a Marxist communist leader called Joe Biden. And by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote to that. I don't think he will be president more than 90 to 120 days. He will be removed because he is today what I would call, it is, what would you call it, adult abuse or senior abuse that's taking place today. We'll talk about that in a moment in his cognitive abilities. But they will remove him and Kamala Harris, which is the most wicked senator in the United States Senate. They call her the most liberal. Based on her track record, I call her the most wicked in the United States Senate. But may I remind us, if Biden is elected, we'll see America with no borders. We'll see no restraints in American borders. He's already said that he will have removed any walls that Trump has had put in place. Biden has committed to allow another 52 million immigrants illegal to come into America. We will have those that will believe that somehow, some way, it is right to eliminate our Bill of Rights, and they will absolutely do so. No religious liberties, no freedom of speech will be allowed. We will lose our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. We will become a subservient nation to the nation of China. Biden has already sold America to China and to Russia and Ukraine, and God only knows how many other nations he has sold out America to. Our manufacturing will go to China. We will lose over 2 million jobs almost overnight if Joe Biden is elected president. Americans will be forced by law to wear masks inside and outside any building in the United States of America. We will be legally forced to take COVID vaccinations, or we will not be allowed to buy, sell, trade, enter into a business or a restaurant or any way do anything that's contrary to the governmental orders. American taxpayers will be forced to pay for abortion up to and including delivery of that dear child. The sodomite LGBTQ agenda will be the law of the land. Joe Biden has said, and may I quote, Joe Biden has said the LGBTQ agenda is priority number one. Day one, when I go into office, the HB 5, House Bill 5, called the Equality Act, that's already been passed in the House with 240 votes. It is in the Senate now with 47 votes, 47 sponsors already on the bill. You ask the question, what is the Equality Act? It is taking the LGBTQ agenda, codifying it in law, and making it the law of the land. What does that mean? It means, as Nancy Pelosi stated it in that bill, that even the religious liberties will not be able to come against the Equality Act, because you can talk about your conscience, you can talk about your religious liberties, and it will be no excuse. You'll still be required to fall under the Equality Act, the law of the land, priority number one, Joe Biden says. What does it do? It will force every church, every Christian college, every Christian university, every Christian adoption center, everything that is Christian will force you to embrace the LGBTQ agenda. You will be forced to hire anybody that comes from any background, whether they agree with your doctrine, your theology, or biblical stand, or your conscience or not. You will not be allowed to print, to publish, or to preach anything that's antithetical to the LGBTQ agenda, or you'll be prosecuted, persecuted, and fined, and or put in jail. And I could go on and on and on. If you don't believe that, Google or find some other methodology to read it. It's about a 47-page bill, and it's the most frightening thing that I believe could face America, especially American Christians. Moral, ethical conservatives ought to understand the fast track that we're on to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values and the Christian freedom and the religious liberties that we have today that we've had for all of these years will be at one fell swoop destroyed if Joe Biden is elected president. If there were no other reason, I'd have to vote against Joe Biden as president based on that one thing of his stating very emphatically. In fact, Joe Biden says, May of 2019, while talking to a group of sodomites in California, he said, those Christians, those people that are against what you're doing, they are simply dregs of society. Dregs of society. That's what they believe that we are as Christians. That's where they believe that we stand as believers. That's what they have great disdain and hatred for. It's God and God's word and anything that is under God. America will be forced by law to wear that mask, as I said. We will be legally forced to take the COVID vaccination, or we will not be allowed in the business. American taxpayers will be forced to pay for the abortion. The sodomite LGBTQ agenda is number one. They will persecute and prosecute pastors and churches and Christian colleges and Christian universities and force us to adopt everything that is unholy, everything that is unbiblical, everything that is ungodly. That Green New Deal will become law. What is the Green New Deal of AOC? She doesn't like that, by the way. She said that President Trump ought to address her as congressman rather than AOC. But it's AOC and the other three. The Green New Deal will force only wind power to be energy. You think that's not good? You think that's not bad? What do you think about that? The state of California has, in the past several years, they've outlawed anything other than wind power. And as a result of that, they have the roving blackouts. You don't know when your power is going to be on, when your power is going to be off. They don't have any idea when they're going to have to shut everything down. And that's the kind of power that we'll have across America if the Green New Deal goes into effect. As a result of the Green New Deal, we'd have to go back and retrofit every tall building to little bitty, as President Trump said, little bitty small windows. Rather than big, gigantic windows. We'd have to retrofit everything. There'd be no such thing as airplane flights because with the Green New Deal, they would outlaw anything that's called coal, anything that's called fracking, anything that's called natural gas, anything that's called petrochemical production. All of that will be outlawed. Day number one, Biden says he'd put into place. The average American will spend $6 to $10 per gallon for gasoline to put in your automobile. The Green New Deal will call for only electric cars by the year 2025, just as they've already inculcated the law in the state of California. This will cost taxpayers about $100 trillion over the first 10 years after the Green New Deal goes into effect. Joe Biden will pack the courts. He's already said that. He will make the Supreme Court a super legislative branch of government. Those things that they want to pass by law, they will pass it, and if it does not hold water, it will go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court then will allow it based on it becoming a super legislative body rather than the courts as it ought to be with the three branches of government. America could face a lockdown at the whim of government based on Joe Biden. He said he will not do an automatic lockdown only if science says so. Who's he going to listen to? Dr. Fauci? Dr. Birx? By the way, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx both are on the payroll for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates is a eugenist. Bill Gates and his dad were involved in Planned Parenthood, which had a sole focus of destroying the black human race. As a eugenist, Bill Gates says we have about 150 million too many people in the world today. He wants to wipe out about 150 million people. And everything that he's done with vaccinations in Nigeria and in India, he's now in the world court as a result of murdering, slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people with this vaccination, supposedly for polio. It sterilized all the young women that took the vaccination. It paralyzed and murdered multitudes of them. He's already said on the Communist Network News when talking about the future vaccination, and a little smirk on his face, he said, we might lose between 750,000 and a million people when we first introduce the vaccination. But with that smile, he said, but that's nothing compared to how many people we'll help on a global basis. How do you like that? Would you like to line up, be the first one to take the COVID vaccination? Not me. I find it antithetical in that it's called freedom. In fact, most are not aware of the fact that not only our First Amendment is at stake, but our 14th Amendment where guarantees our right to assemble. And that will be totally gone if Joe Biden becomes president of the United States of America. Joe Biden will make the $15 an hour wage, absolutely law. And in doing so, will close hundreds of thousands of businesses. And according to the statisticians that reviewed that, they say that they'll put out of work at least 2 million people overnight when that goes into law. $15 an hour. You want to go to Big Mac and spend $20 to $15 for a Big Mac? That's what it will be, because that's what they will be receiving in pay. And as a result of that, everything that we get will be increased accordingly with that cost factor. It'll destroy small businesses. It'll close small churches. It'll force consumers to pay skyrocketing prices for everything you buy. Biden will have all of the statues and the landmarks and the monuments that set the stage for what we've done in history past. All will be removed under a Biden administration. We have had the blessing of God for all of these years. And those monuments, just as when the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River and they placed a monument on the dry ground, and one asked the question, well, what is that for? And the statement was so that in the future generations, when a child shall ask his father, Daddy, what's that monument for? The dad can go back and say it's because of what God did. God intervened and God allowed us to cross on dry ground. It's a monument. It's a benchmark of history past. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's a historical reference of what we were like. But we have those cancellation culture mindset that wants to cancel everything that talks about our historic roots and our background. And Joe Biden is on board with removing all of our benchmarks, all of our landmarks, all of our statutes, and all of our legacy monuments that's across America. He will have all of those removed. He will approve the increase of pornography and sex education by Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda. Did you realize that state after state after state today, they're introducing a different level of sex education? And recently, one of them, I watched a 30-minute video with a pastor and another Christian talking about the horrific fact of what's taking place in Ohio in the public schools. When I got through with it, I felt like I need to go take a shower, because the students can actually go online and be introduced to raw, open pornography as part of their sex educational classes. And under a Joe Biden administration, that type of sex education will be absolutely permeating all of American schools from kindergarten through university level. Our police departments across America will be radically changed and defunded. Lawlessness will be blanketing across America. No one will be safe on the streets. Laws will not be enforced against criminals, but against free Christians and those that are defending our Bill of Rights and our stand for righteousness before a holy God. Biden will enact a security measurement that will say that we want to make sure that everybody has medical care with free health care, free for illegals, free education from kindergarten through high school. Even if you have a educational debt now, and he goes into office, he will eradicate as much as $10,000 per student on educational debt. You know why the federal government wants to continue with the federal educational system? To brainwash the mush heads, as Rush Limbaugh calls them, that goes into those classrooms, to make little communist warriors out of every student. My bride can tell you, I said to our boys when they were growing up, I'd rather see you grow up to be absolute sheer idiots, dummies, stupid, if you will, academically speaking, than to grow up and have to be forced to endure all that is taught in the public educational system. I've called it the government-controlled schools for the past 60 years, governmentally controlled schools. The best thing that this president can do after re-election in January of 2021 will be to shut down the U.S. Department of Education, remand all education back to the states, and the states remand all education back to the local departments of education, so that we the people can control what's taught to our sons and our daughters and our grandkids for this generation and the future generations. The best thing that could happen will be to shut down that U.S. Department of Education. It is the most ungodly, unholy methodology being used to destroy the minds and the hearts of sons and daughters in those classrooms. Joe Biden administration will forsake Israel, turn our backs on the nation of Israel. I don't know anything that's any more heartbreaking than to realize that Joe Biden will stand for the Islamic jihadist and stand against the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. And the nations that bless Israel will be blessed of God. The nations that turn our backs on Israel, God will absolutely curse that nation. The blessings of God today are in part, if not in total, as a result of our honoring God in protecting and watching over and blessing the nation of Israel. Our president's done a marvelous job with that. He has designated Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which has been the capital of Israel for some 4,000 plus years, and it's just been recognized. That bill was passed into American law in 1995. Bill Clinton said that he would absolutely engage with it. Barack Hussein Obama said that he would set it up and enforce it. Only President Donald J. Trump had the backbone, the tenacity, and the insight and the wisdom from God to do that. So as a result of that, Israel is now recognized on a global basis as the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And also with the Golan Heights, he's the only president that's ever recognized the right fact that Israel owns the Golan Heights and it's their territory. He's the one that has been a stalwart worker and a one that's been called King Cyrus for President Trump as a result of his stand for the nation of Israel. May I remind us, the final question demands to be asked and demands also to be answered. Is Joe Biden qualified to be president of the United States of America? I've done the study and the research and the preparation just for our edification in very brief 7 points as to why I find him disqualified to be the president of the United States of America. Number one, morally, he is disqualified to be the president. Joe Biden is absolutely for abortion, and abortion, according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, is murder. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And yet it is Joe Biden that said, it's the woman's right. It's the woman's right. You will not find that any place in our American Constitution today, but yet it's codified as being legal. He said that he would pass an executive order making it legal up to and including the birth of the child. He will enact the House Bill 5 that we spoke of earlier, the Equality Act, making the sodomite agenda priority number one, and will prosecute and persecute any Christian, any church, any religious organization that goes against it. So morally, he is absolutely disqualified to be the president of the United States of America. Not only morally, but spiritually, he is disqualified. Disqualified. Joe Biden is disqualified because he stands against God. He stands against God's word. He stands against Christians. He calls the Christians the dregs of society. And Joe Biden has spit in the face of God. Sodomite marriage and transgenderism, Joe Biden says it's okay. In fact, Joe Biden recently said that an 8-year-old and up can have transgender surgery at taxpayers' expenses. That an 8-year-old can make the determination of what sex he or she wants to be. Joe Biden is disqualified morally. Joe Biden is disqualified spiritually. Joe Biden is disqualified ethically. Biden is disqualified ethically because his Joe Biden family cabal, they've literally sold America out to Russia and to China and to Ukraine and other nations while serving as senator and then as vice president, using his son Hunter Biden as the contact person to do so. So ethically, he is disqualified. You cannot put a man in the Oval Office that's already sold out America to foreign nations and to believe that somehow, some way, he will uphold his sworn constitutional rights to protect and to defend the United States of America. I'm voting not just for the man, but I'm voting for our Second Amendment and our biblical rights of self-defense. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court originalist justices. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the republic we live in. I'm voting for our Bill of Rights and our constitutional foundation. I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought and died for this country. I'm voting for the flag and the republic for which it stands. I'm voting for the right to speak and to not be censored. Free speech is guaranteed in our First Amendment. I'm voting for secure borders with the southern border wall. I'm voting for pro-marriage because God says marriage is between one man and one woman. I'm voting for the protection of life, even for the innocent unborn baby, voting against murder according to the scripture that says it is murder. I'm voting for freedom and the American dream. I'm voting for capitalism, jobs, against Marxism and government dependency, and against forced federal minimum wage, which will destroy our businesses and our jobs. I'm voting for good and against evil. I'm voting for an individual freedom and against the mob tyranny known as BLM. I'm voting for the most pro-Israeli Israel candidate because God blesses those who bless Israel and curses those who do not. I'm voting for biblical foundation, the constitutional republic on which America was built. I'm voting against the LGBTQ agenda of the Joe Biden administration, which he said is goal number one. I'm voting for the freedom to worship without interference from local, state, a federal intrusion. We ought to obey God, obey Christ, and not Caesar. I'm voting for national recognition of our foundation, of our nation built on biblical principles. I'm voting for the right of parents to control where their child goes to school and what they're taught in school. I'm voting for faith, family, and the future of America, not against and against Joe Biden and socialism. I'm voting for the candidate who reverences God and God's word. I'm voting for the continued repeal of 501c3 law that has kept pastors from preaching the truth from the pulpits for almost 60 years. I'm voting for the trade deals that put American workers first. I'm voting for thoughtful, forced, focused energy and environmental policies, not the economic and freedom killer, the Green New Deal. I'm voting for thoughtful, focused health care reform, not an economic economy that will absolutely kill us with socialized medicine. I'm voting for our men in blue, not to defund them, but to protect them. I'm voting for the reasonable tax rates and policies that support American families and businesses. I'm voting for our Constitution to be the law of the land and not the UN or a world court or one world order. I'm voting for a strong support for our friends and strong responses to any of our enemies. I'm voting for the continuation of our multiple party system and not a Biden, Marxist, socialist, communist dictatorship, single form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a serious vote that we'll cast in the next 2 days. Let me encourage you to be in prayer about exactly how we're going to vote.